Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a Crowd Podcast.
Order, order, order! Welcome to the second show-growing committee of the year 2024. Co-host Tom Fardyce, are you present?
Present.
Producer Ryan, are you present?
Present.
You will go on my first whistle. And you will go on my second whistle.
What do you think about Clattenburg, by the way? Because you've done John Anderson there, the old school Gladiators ref.
Yeah.
Clattenburg just does exactly the same voice and tone for every single thing he has to do.
He's shit.
Contenders! And his face looks really angry.
He's shit, mate. It's quite a punchy show-growing committee.
It really is. That's not how I thought it was going to start.
Oh, okay.
Shall I move about to Six Nations, Joe? Did you miss the pod?
Oh, I have done. Have done?
Well, I have done.
I have done.
Are you doing that voice because the episode I think all of us enjoyed most that came out during the Six Nations was with our lovely chimney sweep, Josh. Oh,
Josh was unbelievable, wasn't he?
Where did he rank in top moments of the Six Nations? Because you recorded that during the Six Nations, but me and Josh the chimney sweep.
We recorded him between, we just played the Wales game. So yeah. We'd done Italy, nearly lost to Italy.
Yeah.
Wales, bit of a turd, you know, bit of a, but we managed to scrape past them. And then we had the fallow week, so we did that. So actually, that was my highlight of the Six Nations.
Wow.
Up until that, but like, till then. And then
the Scotland game happened, so it's even more of a highlight.
So it's still the highlight. And then the Ireland game obviously happened. Ryan, do you want to talk about the Ireland game?
The seats you got me were pretty good. They were like 8 rows from the front, I think. It was also just an amazing game of rugby to watch, wasn't it?
It's quite a tough one to talk about really and bring up because our fellow crowd member Archie had already asked for some tickets to that game, that fixture, way before you.
I know.
Way before.
You actually turned me down at the start.
I actually said no to Ryan.
Did you?
I said, no, Ryan, I haven't got any because I've given them to Archie. Of which I then had to remind Archie that, sorry, Archie, you know they're 146 quid each, don't you? I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but they're pretty fucking punchy. And he went, fuck off, mate. There's no way I'm paying that. Bill Sweeney can fuck off. I think that might be a quote from you, Arch. To which then they became available and you nabbed them. Only for Archie to then come back saying, I've managed to find a couple of quid of those tickets.
No. I didn't know that part. No.
And I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry, Arch.
Well, my dad benefited greatly from Archie's misery. So sorry about that, Arch. But yeah, that was massive highlight for me, to be honest, being there. It was an incredible game.
Tom, did you and the boys watch any of it?
Well, we literally watched the Wales game, didn't we? The tickets that you sort of us out with. They had no idea that it maybe wasn't the greatest game of the Six Nations. They loved it. I think of the players, they were most excited to see Ben Earl. But then when we went to the players' lounge with Daisy and your kids afterwards, they were really impressed by the ball handling skills of Baby Genge. Who's apparently
very good.
Just dropping the ball onto their foot and then catching it again at the age of about 1.5.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Joe, last time we did the show-growing committee, I'm not, you know, we haven't done it for a month. You said we were back, but we weren't back, but rugby happened, so that's fine.
Oh, fuck. I know where this is going.
You did promise me explicitly, all the way back in January, I haven't forgotten, that you'd buy a new gavel.
I did.
Did that happen?
I did promise you a new gavel. I did, however, not give you a specific date on when that gavel would arrive.
True.
And I did not order a new gavel because I actually found my old gavel that I thought I'd lost in the polo that I then
exchanged.
I thought you'd
sold it in the glove compartment of the polo. Yeah.
Does that mean that that whole story was just like...
No, that's what I believed.
Oh, right, okay.
Only to find this basket of like junk that I'd emptied the polo into in obviously that's a good way of going about it. Actually getting all the stuff out, including the wing nut that you need to, to get. That's only specific to that car.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard from the car company yet for that. But I found the old gavel.
Okay.
And I've not brought it today, no. Well. But I promise you now, at the next show growing committee, we'll have said former gavel.
Okay. It's so long since I've seen this gavel. Has it got a base?
Right, I've lost the base. Oh. But we don't need a base. I've got a table here.
I'm not sure you ever had the base. I think you were just hitting it on the studio table the first time.
Oh, okay, well, we'll just do that again. Sure. It's like a mahogany wood.
Yeah.
With a mahogany end.
Which bits aren't mahogany?
The brass bit.
It's got a brass coating at the end.
It's a brass band around the middle of it.
Ooh. No, a brace around the gavel.
No, brass.
A brace of brass.
A brace of brass. Yes, so I've got that. I'm sorry it's not here now, but can we...
That's his plastic water bottle on fridge that you're hearing.
Order!
Get the gavel back. Listen.
Okay.
You haven't got the gavel, but I believe you do have a new addition to the Marler family. Who is Bob?
Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, we've got Bob.
Who is Bob?
Well, his name's Bob.
What's he up to?
Oh, right now, I'm guessing he's scraping around his little... I don't know what you call it, like a box, like a wooden, it's a wooden box. Mm. It's a tortoise. No. So Bob the tortoise is in a tortoise box.
What's Bob eating, lettuce?
Is Bob like cucumber? Is a four-year-old leopard tortoise that eats, he's about the size of my hand, a bit smaller, and he eats kale.
Oh,
he
healthy.
Eats cucumber. He eats peppers, red peppers.
Does he?
He eats cuttlefish.
Wow.
As in the thingy ones, the ones you find on
the shells.
Yeah, the beaches.
What's his chat like? Is he interactive or is he just mooching?
He's settled in now. He was a little. That's a whale, you dick.
Is he much fun for the kids?
They love him. Oh, and I'll see. We got him for Jasper's birthday, and he was blown away. He had no idea it was coming. We put him in a Jordan's a Nike box.
Sorry, that's me.
You've got about 20 of those.
In a Jordan cereal box for some reason. Crammed him into one of them.
A Nike Jordan shoe box. So he thought he was going to get some Jordans.
I thought,
oh my God, Daze, I'm not sure. Do you think he'll actually be a little bit good? Because he loves Jordans so hard. He's like, where the fuck are the Jordans? But he opens it and his face... And then he sort of falls down on his chair like, that's not real. And then he goes to pick it up thinking it isn't real. So he picks it up like a toy tortoise like that. And we're like, careful with him. And then you see his face go, oh my God, he's real.
Oh.
And Daisy said that she caught him later on after she put the other kids to bed. She was like, oh, where's Jasper? Where's Jasper? Went into the kitchen where he was on the box and he had his head over the box looking at him, crying.
Oh.
And I went, what? Has he fucking died already?
R.I.P. Bob, after 3 hours.
And she went, are you okay? He went, I just love him so much.
Oh, and it was
he's lovely. He's so... They all love him.
How big can Bob get? Will he turn into a giant tortoise that they can ride on his back?
Yeah, I didn't research particularly well because we wanted one that is easy to look after and we didn't want one that hibernates because they're quite tricky and it turns out they can live to over 100 if properly,
really?
If properly looked after and they also get to 2 to 2.5 foot big.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's a big Air Jordans box.
I think we've got...
How quickly does he get to there?
Well, I don't know. He's 4 now and he's the size of my hand. But if he carries on with just like a carrot, cuttlefish.
Yeah, they're reptiles, aren't they?
Are they what?
Does he come out of an egg? He's a reptile, isn't he?
Yes, they did hatch.
Mm. Joe, I've got a question for you. We have started sharing your email address with our listeners.
What?
Whilst you've been on camp, but that's fine because you have been regularly checking your inbox, yeah?
I'm sure that's fucking illegal.
Okay, so you haven't checked. Rhino, have you been checking Joe's emails for him?
I assumed Joe hadn't been checking his emails, so I have got some good stuff from our listeners that I'd love to share with you both. We've had quite a few emails, Joe, regarding your mother-in-law. This is from Jodie Best, who says simply, how have you not got Daisy's mum on the show yet? She's not the only one. There's been quite an outcry while you've been at the Six Nations to get Daisy's mum on the show. So my question to you is, can we make that happen?
Oh my days. She is going to fucking... Oh, her head is just going to explode.
We're talking over 10 emails asking.
Over 10 wants Daisy's mum on it?
11.
I think more than 11.
Over 10. How many were from Daisy's mum?
She just sent us loads of suggestions. That
S, if it's from S Rainbow...
Yeah, there's been an outcry. Seriously, people love.
She would be in her element, and it's okay. We can make that happen.
Next show, growing committee.
Definitely, but I won't be here. Can she replace me?
Potentially.
Ooh.
You look offended. I'm going to move it on. What is this about? An email from Denise Funnell.
Well, this is a good one, Tom.
Funnell.
From Denise.
Denise. Denise has messaged. I really enjoyed this one.
Why is it Denise and not Denise?
It's fair, actually.
Denise Funnell. Hello, I have a really random request. My fiance and I are massive fans of Joe Marler and the Harlequins team. We are getting married in the next couple of years. So my question is, if he could be ordained to marry a couple, would he consider it? I know it would make us both happy if that could happen.
Point of order here, Joe. I don't think you need to be ordained because that would mean becoming a priest. I can see a few issues there.
And but... I do not need... There's no way I want to be a fucking priest, mate. You know what I think about all of them.
Okay, but I think you can be a celebrant. You can be a lay celebrant.
So I never have sex again?
Never have sex again. So I was the lay celebrant for my little brother's wedding.
You've done a wedding?
I've done a wedding, yeah.
What, like you did the words in that?
Yeah.
Good. Give us a little example, if you can
well,
remember.
You would have enjoyed it, Joe, because Rob's now wife, Linda, performed a song by none other than Adele.
Oh, which number?
I know you haven't made your mind up yet. You never do me wrong.
Bit Elvis. What? Two Elvis?
Two Elvis, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to mix it up a bit. I've been listening to Elvis.
Put on my blue suede shoes.
Yeah. Is that it?
Blues Brothers.
Finish Adele.
Okay. Make you feel my love. Yeah, but what part did you do?
Well, I basically did the vows, all the stuff you'd expect to see.
Well,
in a
just
wedding.
Give me a line.
It was 2011. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the place. Can I get your hands in the air? Did you not do it like that?
No, I didn't. No, I did reference our auntie Joyce, who at the time was 83, who took me to one side before the wedding and said, do you know what the secret to a successful marriage is? I said, tell me, Joyce. She said, lots of energetic sex. So I gave auntie Joyce a shout out, 83. Anyway, do you fancy it for Denise Funnell?
You could start offering this out as a service to, like, you've got a lot of fans, a lot of people write into you. You could start,
You know what my first instinct was?
Yes. It was a yes.
It was a yes.
Let's do it.
I'd love to.
Oh, let's make it happen.
I would actually love to, but I also wouldn't, I would be concerned.
As would Denise.
Could I do it in fancy dress? No, I can't.
Well, this is up to Denise and her fiance. Date-wise, looks like they can be flexible. She simply says, we are getting married in the next couple of years.
Fuck it. If Denise Funnell is listening to this, it's a yes. Email me back again. Ryan will read it and let's try and set something up.
Can I be your plus one?
I would have to insist on Tom joining me, I'm afraid. Yeah. I know you've put Joe Marler in Harlequin's team, but Tom comes when I come.
Rhino, you've bigged up an email here. Tell me more.
I have written down on the script, this is one of the best emails we've ever got. And it's from Gareth Blackstuff Turner. Hello, things people do. My wife is the senior buyer for sex toys or hard goods, brackets the official name, at Ann Summers. She has been there 14 years and has worked across many departments. She's not only a buyer, but works on the product development and design. She has to go to trade shows and visit factories across the world. You wouldn't believe what else also gets made in the factories on the same lines as sex toys. I've suggested for her to fill out the form to come on before, and she's never done so, but she has shown an interest recently.
I fucking know this guy.
What?
This guy is a PT at Surrey Sports Park in Guildford, where we train. And he's come up to me a load of times when I pretend to run on a treadmill in there. He says, oh, how are you getting on? Yeah, I love the show. I love that episode. Yeah, cool. And then randomly, one week, we were lining up in the coffee shop, and he went, oh, my missus designed sex toys. And I went, morning. So I'd love to get her on the show. I think she'd be great for it. Like, great episode. Or I'm really trying to really encourage her to fill out the form. And then he went on and on about some of the different sex toys. And I was like, fuck me dead. I need your missus.
That's the name of one of the sex toys.
It's quite a niche sex toy.
Thing is, that's like your amazing battery life. Maybe they could design one, though. You say fuck me dead all the time. They could design like a show sex toy.
Is that weird?
Who's pleasure?
We need some more merch, do we?
We need some more merch, right, yeah.
We haven't got any things people do merch, have we?
No.
We've got Joe Marler Show originals, but I think we're surely nearly out of stock of that. Are we completely
pretty
out of stock?
Pretty much.
Of
I mean, most of the mugs and snapbacks sold. So,
the first item of things people do merch is going to be a sex toy, do we think? I'm just really interested. I think we should do an on-the-road episode to one of these sex factories. I mean, sex...
different. Your mind's taking you somewhere.
Hang on, where is it gone?
Trade shows.
Trade shows. Mm. I want to go to a sex trade show. Oh, God.
That sounds worse.
No, I want to go to a sex
a trade show.
No, a sexpo.
A sexpo.
At the GSE Glasgow.
Mm.
SSE Glasgow.
Mm, SSE.
A sex exhibition.
That's ooh, good. Ryan. Good.
Any others?
No.
Dick show.
Dead show.
I want to go read a dictionary on sex. I want a vulva.
Enough from you, sir. That is a yes. Order yourself. That's a yes, I think, to Gareth Blackstaff Turner and his senior bio wife. Have we had an invitation, Rhino, from the Stiffmeister?
Well, it's funny we mentioned going on tour to different places, because yes, the Stiffmeister, Robin Stiff, has been in touch. Morning, Joe, Tom and team. Was listening to the last committee episode and you talked about doing a tour in a van. If you do it, you should come to one of our strongman shows and do a live pod.
Ooh.
Ben Joyce, the joystick, who is also a patron, does our scoring. So you'd be seeing two patrons and seeing the inner workings of a show. We have a show on the 15th of June in Gloucester Quays. It's a master's event.
Quays? Gloucester Quavers.
Keys.
Is that what that word says? I'm officially, it goes you, me, yeah. Ryan.
You're not last, you're in second now.
Yeah.
I've always read that as Quavers. Is that not
hang on. If you're in a race,
yeah,
and you overtake the person in second place, yeah, what place are you in?
First place.
It goes you, me, Archie, Ryan now.
Okay.
If you overtake the person in second place, what place are you in?
First place. You ever take the person in second place? That means you're in second place. Fuck.
Twice. Got him twice.
I'm not sure what's going on.
What do you mean? Why are you below me? Sorry.
Archie's just sat there going.
Order.
Anyway, Gloucester Keys. It's a Masters event. So Joe, it may be up Joe Street post rugby.
That sounds great. You've got to get in the mix. I tell you who else would join us is... Dave Wiley Fox.
Yes. Oh,
him and the joystick are good pals.
Yeah.
And Wiley Fox trains down at a big old like meathead gym in New Haven near me. He keeps asking me to go down there for a thing. So I think that's definitely something we can make happen.
Add it to the tour schedule.
Yeah, but you both have to wear vests.
I like wearing a vest.
Mm.
it doesn't suit me, but I still like wearing it.
And you have to wear a corded vest.
If you can get me a vest in cords, I'll wear it. Yep.
Okay, fine.
Right, beautiful. Well, strong men, we shall be. Let's have a little cheeky break here and then come back with some more emails and ideas in part two. Okay, part two is upon us. Ryan, I would like some stats, please. Specifically, some show growing updates. I think you said last time we met, we'd hit the giddy heights of 142 in an unspecified chart. Any progress?
Tell me there's been progress.
We want progress, Rhino.
How much progress would you deem to be good progress?
Okay, 141 is progress.
Okay, that's good, because we're actually at 139. So
huge.
I checked this morning and we're at 139.
That is huge. Coming to get your world.
Which is good. I feel like there's a long way to go.
Sorry, what chart is that you've looked at?
That's the official Apple podcast chart, if anyone checks it on a regular basis.
And what section is that?
We're actually in comedy, which... that's a pleasure.
Should we be in a different chart?
Wrong here?
Yeah. Well, we're not really society and culture. We're not that cultured, are we?
Well... Can I come back at you with a different stat?
Please do.
As of this morning, we sit at number 42 in the top subscriber shows on the official Apple podcasts.
Did you check that this morning?
I did, yeah.
Is that an actual fact?
Actual fact.
How long is the list?
42. I don't know. I didn't go past ours. Why I just bother? Went brilliant. We're at 42. That's good,
that's
isn't it? That's
bad.
A good subscriber show.
So. I think so.
That's a big shout out to all our subscriptions.
I'd take that at all. Yeah, I'd take that every day at the moment.
Double check whether that's true or not.
It sounds like excellent chart news.
45.
Still decent.
Oh, we've fallen. We've fallen in a day, in a couple of hours.
Fickle
sorry.
Chart, isn't it? What about, because as we speak here and now, we are very close to the first year anniversary of our live tour. We began in Glasgow in April.
See you, Jimmy.
Exactly. What are we thinking this year, Rhino, like specifically around tours, show growing? There was some sort of festivals chat, which I got very excited about.
There was.
By you saying was, should I be less excited as it died down?
Oh, no, not at all. I think basically we've tried to hit up all the biggies. You might as well start big, right? So we've approached Glastonbury to see if they can get us in. I feel like the lineup needs a bit of work, actually.
Oh, have you seen it? I'm glad you brought that up.
Have you seen it?
It's not the greatest.
Actually, if we want to play Glastonbury, we shouldn't be slagging the lineup.
It's fantastic.
Who am I making
headliners?
Oh my
God, it doesn't matter who it is. It's amazing, honestly. It's
incredible.
Who are
the headliners?
Dua Lipa, Coldplay, and an artist called SZA. Spelled S-Z-A.
What?
S-Z-A.
How does that say SZA?
SZA.
How the fuck am I... Look, I'm trying to teach the kids to read. How am I teaching them that says scissor?
Who's doing the Elton John slot?
The Legend slot this year is taken by Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much. Ow, boom, ow,
boom, ow. So,
is that Shania Twain?
That's Shania still Twain, the one yeah. I dream of. The only one I think of. Still the one I
wank to.
Still the one...
So Shania's there.
Shania!
It feels like there's lots of stage. We obviously can't go main stage straight away. Pyramid stage, we can't do that, can we? So
no.
There's lots of like random comedy stages though. Maybe we could sneak on one of those.
Okay. Sounds a little bit guesswork at the moment. Has there
it
been
does.
A-
Look, I've been having discussions. I've sent them an email and got no reply.
They haven't
replied just yet. So, and then they announced the lineup and we weren't on it. So, I mean, look, but you've got like an in with like Bestival or something, haven't you? Could you get us in there?
Yeah, I'm not sure anymore. I don't know what
Rob
Steve wants anymore.
Oh.
I'll be honest, lads. It depends whether I'm in Japan or not.
Oh.
Because... haven't actually retired again.
Again.
So I don't know. We'll wait until Steve wants to get rid of the geriatric before we can.
Okay.
Let's put it on cold water.
Put it on ice. Okay.
Okay. Are there festivals in Japan and New Zealand while England are touring? Because Japanese festivals, I'm sure, would be very, very clean.
I don't speak Japanese.
You do. I know you speak Japanese.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Exactly.
Ahayo gozaimasu.
Mm-hmm.
Genki desu ka.
There we go.
Does that mean can we play your festival?
I don't know what any of them mean.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Is that hello? How are you?
Thank you.
Genki Deska?
This is bringing back memories of 2019.
Genki Deska.
All right, so festivals are on...
Lukewarm water.
Lukewarm water going soggy. Neon signs. Come on, I shouldn't be asking this question, Joe.
Neon signs. This is fucking... I'm going to just tone it down a little bit. Calm down. Ryan, I don't think it's much to ask, but it's been a good 3.5 years now, and there's still no neon sign. And you keep telling me, in the same way I keep telling you, that I'll bring the gavel back. But where the fuck is the neon sign?
I actually regretted coming out the blocks strongly with the gavel chat because I forgot I'd written down neon sign. I've dropped the ball on this one. I haven't ordered as a neon sign yet. I reached out for some quotes, quite expensive.
How much? Don't care.
That we're talking 500 quid plus.
Don't care. You just don't get paid next episode.
I was going to say, surely there's someone who wants to get in touch with you about a neon sign. Like, and... sort of help us out. You get loads of random shit sent to you, don't you?
Has you no do, one ever you offered? Post, wouldn't you do a post with your neon sign?
Has no one ever offered you a neon sign after
Why
all
are
this
you
chat?
Putting this on me? It's on you. You need to sort out the neon sign. Sort the neon sign out. We need a neon sign. If you want to grow this bloody show, we need a sign. And it has to be neon. Preferably right. Purple and green, because they match.
Green?
Yeah, because that's a good colour coordination.
What part of the logo's green?
It's not, but purple and green goes in neon.
Like Wimbledon.
No, I was thinking more like the Joker. No, I was thinking more like the Riddler.
Fucking hell. Well, I didn't send any requests for green in the sign, so... Look, next time we come
you
back...
You didn't send any requests whatsoever!
I think it's on a to-do list somewhere. Look, next time we come back, you bring the gavel, I will actually have an update on neon sign, promise. Okay. That's a promise from me.
Eyebrows?
Eyebrows.
So if you don't come with an update, an official update...
Maybe you need more than that, because an update could mean we still haven't got one.
Yeah, but I need to see some evidence, like an email interaction.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so eyebrows, you will show me an email interaction of you trying to get us a neon sign.
Deal.
And if you lie or fabricate the truth, I get to shave your eyebrows off.
Deal, we'll film it, we'll stick it everywhere, it'll be punishment, it'll be quite weird. But yes, deal.
Perfect.
You look very pleased.
I've been thinking, lads, like, thinking about how we can grow this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need, like, a big, big name sponsor, Oi. Like a big dog.
Yeah.
Not like a Rottweiler. I'm talking like, you know what I mean by like a metaphor? Like a big dog brand. I don't mean dogs. I
like
don't know
a
why
Leon
I said
Burger.
Fuck, I love Leon.
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 It's Leon, we've had this joke.
Okay, but I love Leon Leon. Can we get Leon Leon? We need a fucking big title sponsor. Why can't we get one?
What's your order from Leon Leon? What's your go-to?
Chicken satay box.
Mm-hmm.
GFC, gluten-free nuggets.
Mm.
Extra pot of satay, extra pot of chicken meze. Extra pot of aioli, Korean aioli mm-hmm. sauce.
Have you had their fiery chili sauce?
Oh, fantastic.
Mm.
Then I'll have the new firecracker wrap.
Oh.
And a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not enough to get us in the conversation about a Leon sponsor, you could just like get them to send stuff to you and post you eating it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'd quite like that, actually.
Well, also, see, this works. Because Joe, you've just described your order there. As a vegetarian, I can also order extensively from Leon/Leon.
Oh, you like the jackfruit, don't you?
Jackfruit curry is outstanding. The black bean rice box, oy oy oy, delish. You've not mentioned any exciting beverages. There's a range of exciting beverages.
Is there?
Yes.
No, I just like to hydrate with my meal. You know what I mean? Like normal stuff. In fact, do they do Orangina? And the reason I bring that up is because of your giant orange jumper that you've got. Do they do Orangina? It's my first question.
They do a Posh Tango, I think.
Okay.
I think they do their own
Secondly,
brand.
Can we get Orangina to sponsor the show?
I like Orangina.
And we just wear orange and purple.
And green.
And green.
Yeah, I think Orangina. I'll add that to the list. I've got Leon Orangina.
Shake it to wake it, don't you, of course, with Orangina?
What?
You shake it to wake it. Agitate the pulp at the bottom, you shake it to wake it.
Agitate the pulp.
You leave the pulp.
Agitate the pulp.
You leave the pulp at the bottom.
We're not getting orangey. Agitate the pulp.
The pulp at the bottom of orangey does stress me out a little bit.
If you a dream sponsor for this show, Ryan, your dream sponsor, anyone, who and why?
I feel like all the chat about Air Jordans, if we somehow managed to get Air Jordans to sponsor us.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You'd have it ready made.
More realistic.
What, put Orangina's realistic?
Well, I'd say so.
Well, yeah, I guess they're a bit less than Air Jordan. I don't know.
What about you know, my uncle owns an Orangina franchise.
A franchise?
In Sweden.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
An Orangina franchise? What do you mean?
He makes Orangina for the Swedish market.
Yeah.
He's got a bottling company or?
Yeah, the works.
Has he?
Well, why don't you message him then?
He never asked.
Well, this is good. We're finally getting somewhere.
Yeah, he's always over there agitating pulp.
Shaking it to wake it.
Shaking it.
What about, I think we, look, I like these ideas, but sometimes you've just got to scale back and think about the specificity of certain things. And there is nothing more specific than the Valencia ice lolly. We're coming into summer. People are thinking about lollies who aren't eating more winter in bed. Come on, maybe could we even do our own brand? Things people do, TPD.
I'm not sure, like Waitrose. I don't think we're Waitrose. I think we're more, like if we were a supermarket, if our show was a supermarket, what supermarket are we?
Well, if I remember rightly, you actually defected from Waitrose Valencia Ice Lollies last year.
Valencia
Ice Lollies. And you went to Co-op. Are they more us?
I think we probably are a bit more Co-op than we Morrison's. Are Waitrose, aren't we? Are we Morrison's?
Oh.
I'm not knocking it. I just have never tried the Valencia Ice Lollies.
Well, that's step number one. You try them. And then surely someone who listens to things people do must have a contact at Morrison's somewhere. So why don't you try and get that ball rolling, if anyone out there can hear it?
What about just going straight to the manufacturers, a Walls, a Lion's Maid?
Well, you can deep throat an ice lolly.
Bingo.
That's our biggest strength here, I think.
Right.
Whose role is this? Who's taking this on, Ryan?
Well, I'll add it to my list after Neon Sign.
I've got a really dull gag reflex. I can just whack anything down there.
I can see you pitching this to the head of Walls Ice Creams in an office in about 2 weeks' time. No one's refusing that. Ryan, have we got some questions from our patrons to finish us off with?
We do indeed. Sweet Caroline Harris has been in touch. Bit of a random question this, but I liked it. Professor Brian Cox once explained on a documentary about Doctor Who and how time travel was a thing. If time travel was possible and you could only go back in time, not forward, what period of time would you visit? And who would you like to be, Joe?
The expression worries me. Oh, no.
I would like to go and be the queen.
Which one?
The
I'm not sure you can become another person. You could be at a court.
What do you mean I could be
you're gonna go and view it. You could be a courtier.
The question says, what period of time would you visit and who would you like to be?
Yeah, but Tom's right. It doesn't say necessarily like be a specific individual in history. It's almost like what would you like to be in that time?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you know what things people do think?
Oh, it's related to the show.
I think so.
Oh, I think good. So. Unless we've got Caroline's question completely wrong.
I'd like to be a fireman and the Great Fire of London.
Oh, that's so. Good. Hang on. So you'd like to be a failing fireman too? Who stands by while literally one of the great cities of the world burns to the ground.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, fuck's sake, mate. You're a great fireman.
Hang on.
London's burning.
I said, I want to go back there during them, but just so before the fire. So they haven't slagged me
off
yet.
So you're going to Pudding Lane.
Yeah. And I'm going to chin Sam Pepys in the face.
It's not his fault. He just recorded it.
That's what I mean. But that's his truth, isn't it? That's his story. But he warped it for his own benefit. Okay. Whereas I would go back, save London, like with water, loads of it.
Yeah.
And I would reinvent the firemanship by using my massive hose.
So you think your hose could put out the Great Fire of London?
All I know is that I would give it a good try. I want to put the same question to you two, please.
Mine's a bit dull. You're not going to like this. I would go back to about 1965.
Oh, I want to be William Shakespeare. Oh.
1965.
Sorry.
And I'd hang out with the Beatles and get involved with those boys.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What do you mean hang out? Well, like a groupie?
Not a groupie. No, I'd probably just...
You want to get bummed by a Beatle?
Did I say that?
Well, it kind of looked like that.
I'd probably start playing the sitar or something. I'd play a few tracks.
Oh, God. Yeah. You'd have long hair as well, wouldn't you?
Ideally, yeah, and a beard.
Oh, God.
Caftan, all sorts.
What's your thing about the Beatles?
The greatest band of all time.
They didn't even write their own shit.
What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're a fuck it. That's right. Mental.
Well, I'm going to move that on then. Mels Alloway.
Oh, Mels. Mels. Guten.
Still on the scene. Patreon.
Hang on. I've just said Guten. He's Dutch.
He's Dutch.
How do you say hello in Dutch?
Hey.
Fuck off, is it?
In Swedish, that's how you say hello. Okay. Different language.
Still not Dutch. Hello, Mels.
Hello, Mels.
Mels.
Melch has got in touch and he said, if there was one dish paired with one drink you'd have to eat for 5 days a week for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Coleslaw and Bundaberg.
What?
Imagine your breath. Don't care. Fucking hell. Coleslaw, a whole fucking plate of fresh coleslaw and a fucking ice cold Bundaberg.
Ginger beer?
Yeah. Five days a week. Fucking good. 5 days a week.
Coleslaw on its own?
Yeah. What do you mean? Of course, it's loads of different things put together. Which makes
you're saying you can have a dish, isn't it? It can be like, you know, it doesn't have to be just a dish of something. It can be like an actual meal. But you'd actually go dish of coleslaw.
What's wrong with what I want? What are you having, Tom?
I'm probably having, because you've got to eat it in hot conditions, cold conditions. I don't want a curry, be too much. Maybe a pasta dish.
As specific as that. A pasta dish.
All right.
What's your drink with your pasta dish?
Milk.
Milk and pasta.
Oh.
Get into him. Wow. What's yours?
I'd go beans on toast. Simply because.
Beans on toast 5 times a week?
Yeah, because you can have it for absolutely any meal and it always satisfies.
Hang on, think about your fucking guts with that, mate.
I eat beans on toast a lot, mate. So yeah,
that fibre, you're getting bunged up, way bunged up. What are you drinking with it? Prune juice?
Orange juice.
Oh, what? All that fibre?
Orange juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, it pairs well.
Will you agitate the pulp out of the bottom of your orange juice?
Oh, dear.
I can't get over agitating the pulp.
Finally, for this edition of the Showgoing Committee, Joe and Rhino, we need to say a very happy 40th birthday to Half Pint Julie Lowry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Half Pint.
To my lovely little Half Pint. Oh, 40. So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm sure she'll be buzzing.
Happy birthday, Half Pint. That's amazing.
Happy birthday. Well, it is clear that the main way we are going to grow the show is to keep building on the amazing community we've already got. So, we need ideas. We need more messages from listeners. Where can people contact you, Mr. Chairman Joseph Muller?
This is the point where you recite that email address that you've been checking.
joe@crowdnetwork.co.uk.
There we go.
joe@crowdnetwork.co.uk.
joe@crowdnetwork.co.uk.
The boy who lived has come to die.
Voldemort. It's Voldemort, isn't it?
joe@crowdnetwork.co.uk.
Is that Fiennes doing Voldemort?
If you have to ask.
It is, isn't it? It's good.
Thanks.
You're doing the wand hand a little bit as well. You're doing the wand hand.
Ooh. Stay now, stay now. Baby, if you've got to go away. Don't think I can.
I think we call it that.
Order, that is the end of the Showground Committee. See you next time. Goodbye.
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 Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Sports Social. Social Podcast Network.